Hello, hello, JJD Geronimo here with Together We Seek. And as you know, I bring so many of my favorite practitioners, healers, and energy practitioners here with me. And I do that with love, not only to share their work, but to share their gifts. And Ellen Catherine Shamala is no different. She is a woman that has a vast knowledge of energy, frequency, quantum, and I am so honored to have her with us today. So Ellen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to share all the wisdom that I've accumulated over the past years.
Your gifts are fantastic. We worked together about a month ago, and just the depth of, I would say, reach in regards to what you can kind of pull forward and out if it's ready is so fantastic. And I just love your title, Quantum Healer, among many, many other things. And I think I just like to start with the quantum, because you hear that word so often, and I know it means so many different things, but to you, what does quantum mean?
Quantum is just light and information. So if you look at the energy field, there are many different layers. And so for me, it's all about what energy are you vibrating at, and why are you vibrating at that frequency, right? Because everything's energy and we're all made with different wavelengths of frequency. So a lot of the times when people talk about quantum, it's mainly healing on all different levels, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and embodying a higher level frequency or higher vibration so that we could be at a different spectrum of the pole, I should say.
I love that. And I love the work that you do that goes into all of those levels. And for many of us, we get stuck on our own. And, you know, a lot of people think they can do it on their own. And I'm always like, hey, hire an energy healer, work with an energy healer, you know, go to a retreat, get into nature. And so I love these discussions because it brings forward not only these different modalities, but also people like yourself that have found your way into this type of work. So can you kind of bring us back to how you even realized you had these gifts?
Yeah, actually, when I was very young, I used to see a spirit around me. I used to feel energy. And I got so scared because I didn't know what it wanted. And I knew I couldn't talk to anyone about it. I didn't know anything, you know, about who to talk to about this, because I figured if I say something, they're going to think I'm crazy. So I locked it in a closet. And then when I met my husband, he was sort of my catalyst, because he was not very spiritual, but he was into energy and health. And so we used to watch this show together that was talking about all these different things. And it sort of just activated something inside of me. And I remember being in the shower and I was getting all this information downloaded about how we choose our bodies. And I'm thinking, like, what is happening here? I literally had to get out of the shower to Google everything that I was finding to see if this was real or what it was. And I started realizing that, oh my God, my intuition is flowing. I'm getting downloads, I'm getting information. And my path with him basically was realizing what gifts I have, because we were doing a lot of energy healing or emotional healing. That was kind of our pact, that we would always continue to strive to be better or better versions of ourselves. And so we went on emotional healing retreats. And that's when I started clearing a lot of the limiting belief programs and all the things that I was holding in my body. I was starting to realize, like, what it is I was meant to do. And I'm still, you know, I am a medium, but I don't talk about it because it's not something I want to bring in. But there's a lot of gifts that we have activated when we start working on ourselves that we choose, like, what it is that we want to be able to pull out of it.
I love this story because I have someone in my life that's younger that I think is going through something similar and is like trying to figure that out. So I can't wait to share this story with them. So when you're in the shower and all this stuff is coming in and you jump out and you're like looking for it, was that the basis when you started to sort of build your healing modality of quantum enlightenment system? Or was that, you know, kind of just the beginning of your gifts?
That was the beginning, but my quantum enlightenment system was another shower moment. So as I mentioned before, my husband and I were always seeking to strive the higher versions of ourselves, right? To embody that. And a big part of it was when we went on a healing retreat, I remember being super clear and feeling so amazing. I was in bliss. I was just in so much peace. And I remember telling him, we need to bring this home, because we were in Florida and we lived in New York at that time. So I said, we need to bring this home. And I got the download of what our business was going to be called. And I started working on that. And that was like back in 2017. And this business itself has literally brought me into stages of where I am now, because I've been looking for different ways to heal the mind chatter, because there's so much. And I remember that a lot of the coaches were all talking about the mind. Everything is in the mind. You have to do affirmations, positive thinking, positive talking. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try that. Tried that. Didn't do anything. I was literally left blank. And I kept on searching and searching and searching. Finally, one day I was in the shower. This is like years. Finally, one day I was in the shower and it was like, boom, this like missing piece to all of it that I've been learning just came pouring into me. And I ran out, wrote everything out on my computer, all the things that I've learned over the past several years. That time I pulled it in different pieces together because that's what I was guided to do. And when I finished it, I looked at the product and I thought, huh, I wonder what this is going to do. So I started testing it out on people. And what I realized was that I was working with a really out of this world team. Angelic, star seeds. It was a mixture. It's like you've got all of the ascended masters and you've got these other realms coming in to assist us. And it just put everything together and made me realize everything that I've been learning, I needed to integrate so that I could understand what this actually was.
I'm smiling because that angelic team is one thing, the galactic team is another. And it is so exciting to hear your process, because I think a lot of people that have just started this or been in it a while are like, okay, well, when am I going to get that next level of enlightenment, or I'm going to have a quantum leap myself so that I can help other people do it? It's a beautiful story. Beautiful.
Thank you. It's been quite a journey.
And so, really, so many layers. How do you use the things that you're channeling, your personal experiences, your quantum enlightenment system you've created to help others move down their path for a higher growth or evolution of their own soul?
Because we have different levels of us, right? Different, we're multidimensional. So we have different levels of us, different aspects of us. And quantum, we're talking about the quantum field that holds all the light and information. When we as a soul come into a physical body, all of that information is downloaded into your hardware, which is your cellular memory record. And it's basically your DNA has all the information now. Everything is there. And so your body is a walking frequency. It's a ball of frequency that starts to pull in all these experiences that will show you a mirror to you of what it is that you are holding. And this takes some time for people to really grasp this concept, because a lot of us stay in victim mode because we don't understand that ultimately the truth is we are not human beings. We are spiritual beings, and we are occupying a mortal vessel in order for us to have a certain experience. And because we're here to evolve and ascend, these opportunities for us to be able to see what it is that is coming to us, it's for our benefit to learn from it and evolve, do something different. And so when you get out of the victim mentality and realize that, oh my God, I'm responsible for my experiences because this is what I'm holding and what I'm bringing out to the world, then you can say, I'm going to choose something different. And so when you start choosing something different, it's looking at yourself. So this person is triggering you. So if you take them out of the picture, you only see yourself and you say, this trigger is something within me. And you start to develop a thought process. What is it in me that is causing this particular feeling? And so what I do with the quantum enlightenment system is basically because we came here with certain contracts and certain missions, what we're meant to do and what we're meant to experience and what we're meant to heal, part of all of that, we come in with a blueprint, our soul blueprint. And our soul blueprint contains the living belief patterns that are going to shape your experiences. And that is on many, that happens from many different dimensions and levels and lifetimes. So the beauty about this is that when we're clearing it now in this lifetime, it is moving across all lifetimes in many different planes and dimensions. So it could be something you're experiencing now because it's something that's been ingrained from past lives or from childhood or from different dimensions and different realities and all of the things that are happening on the quantum level. So when we're able to remove these patterns from our physical, from our energy field, I should say, our physical body starts to hold a higher frequency because now we've cleared out a percentage of the low frequency that our cells are holding, and we're replacing it with our higher version of ourselves, our God self, right? And so when we are putting more light, which is our God self, we're putting the higher wisdom of information into our physical beings and emitting a higher frequency, which now changes your experiences. Now you're able to get more clarity on what you're here to do. You're able to get more clarity on, you know, everything that's happening around you. And shifting becomes easier because now you're embodying more of your light that will talk to you and tell you, hey, this is what this experience is teaching you. It's not so much of going into such a deep mindful practice that you would have to do in the beginning to get to it. But now it becomes easier because you're able to hear that voice and it's teaching you how to go through this experience and what you're learning.
Wow. Yes. And I've done a lot of this myself. And so I know exactly what you're speaking of. And when I started back in, I think it was 16, I was like, I need to clean out my vessel. That's what I would say all the time. I need to clean out my vessel with energy that's no longer serving me, find the darkness and replace it with light. And that was kind of my motto. And I started visiting all different people to just work step by step. And that's kind of how this all started, how this book started, about really trying to figure out who you are. So with that, do you think, it's been amazing. And now it brought me to people like you, which just shows that my frequency is raising to match your frequency. So it's incredible. But like when you look around the world, it seems like such a small percentage of people are actually doing this work. And so I'm curious what your personal opinion is about us coming down in this human form, this human suit, to heal, expand. It doesn't seem like that many humans are healing and expanding. So do you feel like only some of us are here to do that? Or what's your personal opinion about that?
You know, you hear a lot of people talking about how the 5D earth and the 3D earth. I feel like that's just kind of a way to explain the different frequencies and what people are emitting. You know, there are a lot of souls that are constantly coming in and shifting, and some of them haven't learned their lessons from past lives. So they're continuing this reincarnation of being in the same situation. So I feel like the more people do this type of work on a quantum level, it shifts the timelines. And when you shift the timelines, that in itself shifts the people in your current future, because it's also when we're connected, right? We're all connected on a quantum field. We're all one. And so if that ripple affects into different dimensions, different frequencies, and different timelines, then it's affecting also that timeline of the other person and the other people that we are around. It's all a ripple effect.
Let me just go back and make a clarifying. Then you said it shifts the timeline. Does it shift your independent timeline or the timeline of all the souls?
I believe that it shifts the timeline of all the soul family of who's involved. All the
soul family. Okay. So all the soul family. So the soul family is the family that you choose to come down here with.
Yes. It's usually the group that you're always with in all lifetimes. And it's just like, it's like, I would call it a cluster, right? Cause like if the picture that I'm seeing right now is like this big ball of energy, which is the source energy. And it was like clusters shooting out. Those little clusters broke down into micro clusters.
Right.
So that's your soul family and you're like individual, but it's still all one. Right. Mm. So if your soul family is shifting and then that person's next to another person, then that frequency also starts to shift. And it all depends on how a person is going to, what choices they make. What choices they make. There are people who suffer, endlessly suffer, but because their fear of the unknown, of what they need to do to get out of it, people like to stay with the familiar. So when people are staying in that little familiar aspect, they're not comfortable with something else, even that painful familiar experience, that one is more pleasurable to someone than the unknown, because the unknown, you may never know what you're going to get, right? And people don't trust that, so they can't get out of it, and so they stay in that loop until they are reincarnating. So I believe that, you know, that everyone is meant to evolve, but in which timeline and which frequency is the question, right? So I do believe that everyone is meant to ascend. It's just when they're making the choices that will allow them to do that.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And I think that really aligns to the conversations you have about uplifting the vibration of humanity.
Yes. It's all a ripple effect. So
I love
my
that.
Change. Yeah. My change will, like, for example, in family, if I'm working on some things for myself, right? If I see my mom, for example, as a mirror and something about her triggers me, I'm going to look within myself why it triggers me, because there's something within me. So then when I change that, that essentially changes her DNA because it's shifting her timeline, right? Because I'm healing it. If I'm the one healing it and it goes down the lineages and the ancestors and the bloodline, it automatically shifts that. And then that one shifts, you know, something else. And then it just goes into that domino effect of how it all connects and shifts at the same time.
Oh, I can feel so much of your energy just like sitting here. I just love it. I love it. I love your self-exploration that has really brought you into tools, techniques, and systems to help other people raise their vibration. So share a little bit about the work you do and how people can connect with you. Because I don't think, you know, someone listening to this is like, yeah, I want a higher vibration. I want to get on a different frequency. I want a quantum leap. Like, how do they work with you to make that happen?
I have a 7-week program, but I do, and they're all very individualized because everyone has their own thing that they're working on. So I do work one-on-one for 7 weeks. Sometimes it goes a little longer because I do follow the directive of what they need for their own healing, but this was meant to be an accelerated program. So that's why it's on a weekly basis. And so we clear out the limiting belief patterns in their soul blueprint. And then because I work with the life lessons, which is another part of it that I love, you're holding certain emotions, and each life lesson, 7 life lessons, each one has about 3 to 6 different emotions tied to it. So we look at the emotions that you're working with. And then that tells me which life lessons you're working with. And that's huge because, again, like I said earlier, you're going on a vicious cycle reincarnating because you're not learning the lesson. So if you're willing to look at the lesson, then you're going to be able to stop this crazy karmic cycle and finally be able to ascend up the ladder. So then we work on clearing that. And then part of clearing the vessel, we also clear out any addictions, any toxins, chemicals that we may have put on our body or in our body. That helps also to release some of that stagnant energy to be able to embody more light. And then the last part of it is upgrading your field, because now that you're holding more light, we need to upgrade your template, your DNA template, and also activate certain pieces of your soul blueprint so that you're able to fully step into what your mission here is ultimately.
I love that. I love that. And I just really appreciate you taking the time to share your journey, because I think it helps people understand why you do the work that you do.
You know, my husband passed away a few months ago. My God, it's almost 12 months now, but he passed away suddenly. He took his life. And that in itself was the catalyst for me to look deeper with these life lessons from what I was feeling. Some people feel anger. Some people feel, you know, guilt. There are so many things that people are feeling. And for me, it was the true lesson of unconditional love because of everything that has happened in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And so it was forgiveness, because he's a soul that came here and he was just fulfilling his contract. So I can't be angry with him because he was just fulfilling his duty. And then unconditional love, realizing that I didn't get to show him my true 100% vulnerability. And that wasn't fair for him because that's all he wanted. And that's all we all want, right? So I made a pact with myself that no matter what, I was going to give my full vulnerability, show myself, knowing that if the person can't handle it, it's not a rejection on me, it's a projection on them. And so I don't take that personally. And I'd rather do that than to feel the guilt and the regret for not being able to put myself out there. So these lessons are part of the quantum enlightenment system. And so when I looked at the emotions and said, what is this teaching me? I understood the lesson and I sat with it and meditated on it and allowed myself to feel it. And so these are the types of things, examples, like people in grief are still holding grief after years. And for me to be able to say that I've used my system to be able to help me navigate through this grief, I feel is a huge testament on what I am bringing right now to the humans, to humanity.
Wow, that's powerful. That's, I'm sure, devastating. And as a listener, just hearing this, it's sad on so many levels, but I understand you and I understand, I see you and I understand what you're saying about, like, he was here for this time to help you get where you're at. And the reflection you have on your own vulnerability, I can see and feel that myself. And I feel like that's a lesson I can take with me from this conversation too.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to me. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I don't know if he's come around yet, but I'm sure that he's going to be helping you from the other side.
Oh, he's always around.
Yes. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he didn't waste any time to be like, I'm still with you, just in a different form.
Yeah, actually, he was there for the first 4 months of when I needed to go in to meditate. I couldn't meditate without like music or anything. And now I was trying to learn how to sit with myself. And he was helping me for the first 4 months. And that's when I started, you know, working through the lessons. And then after that, after he showed me the last lesson of unconditional love, he came to me when I apologized to him. He's like, don't you show me. There was a couple of instances that he showed me, but he's like, I still felt some of your love. So he tried to close it out with that. And after that, that was when I learned how to meditate by myself. Was when he stopped coming in, I was forced to do it on my own. But it taught me even how to get into that space by myself without needing to connect to any other frequency. So it's beautiful of what he was teaching me even there.
Well, I'm just so fortunate to have this time with you. I'm just excited that our paths have crossed, and I'm just so honored by your vulnerability to share your journey in a way that shows how you came to your gifts and how you use them to help others. So, Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. They can go on my website for High Vibe Life Blueprint Call, which is free, and you experienced it too. So I'm looking forward to connecting, even if anyone has just questions about, you know, where they're going.
I love that. And all the links are below, so that we'll have all that there. So you can just click away and feel free to reach out, leave a question, leave a comment. We're honored that you share your time with us, and we're really grateful to share our gifts with you. So thank you.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap. See you again here and over at togetherweseek.online, where you can join live discussions with energy practitioners, healers, and spiritual leaders. See you there.